Hi, this is Pat Fraley with a brief lesson on the value of doing voiceover for free. That's right, circling back and embracing your amateur status. Amateur? What I mean is doing voiceover projects that are not intended to be sold. It's a wonderful way of promoting your abilities. I'll get to that, but for right now, when you think about it, there was no amateur tradition for voiceover. Acting, yes, film, video, radio, but not voiceover. Voiceover was delivered into the world when film found sound. It hit the floor chasing a buck from the get-go. Personally, I had a rather unique journey toward voiceover, which started when I was 12. I conned my dad into getting me a reel-to-reel tape recorder in 1961. I told him that it would help my studies. I didn't tell him I would be studying how to do funny voices. I kept this delight in my heart for years. When I entered the voiceover arena a decade later, I went back to it. As a hobby, I continued to create sketches, monologues, and songs, and shared them with friends and producers. To my delight, I found it was a better way to share my vocal wares than any other means. Certainly better than postcards. Showing off your vocal abilities by sending a producer a printed message is like a carpet salesman selling his wares with a vacuum. They're related, but sorta. I even found that sending out amusing audio pieces worked better than a demo. In my green years, in 1976, I started a tradition of doing something around the holidays to amuse friends, families, and producers. Like this.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
I remember once I sent out a fake commercial about my voices to producers, even got in trouble with the union.
Yes, it's Pat Fraley Dollarama Days. And for a limited time, if you hire Pat Fraley to do his Franklin Roosevelt and Tonto in the same spot, he'll pay you $10.
Smells smoky, Mosabe.
You're standing in the campfire.
Years later, I recorded a series of character monologues and sent them to advertising producers. Here's a brief snippet from my monologue on a character called Blind Lemon Williams.
So, when I smell the exhaust of that limo pulling up to the curb and keep pulling up and keep pulling up, I said to myself, Lemon, you're inhaling the fragrant fumes of a philanthropist. So I zigzag out there and I hear the window roll down. So I say, Blind Lemon William at your service. Would you be taking applications for a driver? And I give them a couple more blind jokes to sweeten the pot. And I know he's waking because I hear this laughing.
One got back to me and was inspired by my band of characters and created a whole Denny's restaurant campaign around my characters calling into a late-night FM talk show called The Night Owl. That's where all the stupid names for breakfast on the Denny's menu came from. Like Moon Over My Hammy. Gee, I'm famous. Now, with YouTube, bloggers, bulletin boards, Facebook, and other social networks, doing fun stuff that is created to amuse and enjoy is even more productive. It's such a great tool because it's one of the rare means by which I can address public relations, which is establishing and maintaining relationship, and at the same time address promotion, making people aware of my skills. Usually, confusing PR with promotion is folly. It's like taking someone out to lunch and handing them a demo over the soup tureen. Let me give you a recent example. Brad Garrett, my 6'9" comedy genius pal that you are familiar with, I'm sure, from Everyone Loves Raymond, and I were getting in touch with each other and talking about what we might do as co-presenters of the Annie Awards. We were playing around with fake cartoon shows with bad concepts like The Titanic Kids and The Soprano Pets. I got off the phone and whipped up a brief audio sketch and emailed it to Brad. Here it is.
How you doing? I'm Marty Scorsese. What's your name?
Brad Garrett.
You are Armenian?
Jewish.
Jewish? You're a big, tall glass of Jew.
Are you talking to me?
No, Bobby. I'm talking to Craig.
Brad.
Right. I'm casting a role for the new Nickelodeon cartoon series, Goodfellas Barnyard. It's Goodfellas, but...
In a barnyard.
Right. With horses, chickens, and a farmer, and a duck.
You think I'm funny?
Yes, Joey. You're funny. Craig.
I'm Brad.
Greg.
Brad.
Okay, Bobby is the horse, Javier's the chicken, and Joey's the farmer. Okay, you got that?
Yes, sir.
Now you take the gun. Take the prop.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's try that.
Like this?
No, you can't hold the gun that way. You're a duck. You have wings.
Sorry.
Yeah, you hold it. No, wings.
I'm sorry.
You point it at the horse, and you say your line. You dirty, broken-down horse, I give you what for. You shoot him 27 times. Okay, let's try that.
You dirty, broken dick.
You dirty, broken old horse, I give you what for. Try it.
You dirty, broken-down horse, I'll give you what for.
You work on it. I'll get back to you. Javi!
You think I'm funny!
Yes, Joey, you're funny.
So, Brad gets back to me and asks if I'd be interested in working up something fun for his TV show, Till Death, which he produces and stars in. Also, I forwarded this clip to my agent for fun, and she gets back me with this message. Hysterical. Keep it up, and you may find an agent. I'm going to send this to Sarah Noonan at Nickelodeon. Now, don't get confused. Just because my agent in L.A. is sending this to Sarah Noonan, the head of casting at Nickelodeon, doesn't mean it won't work for you. I remember when I lived in Australia and having Max Pepper, who ran an audio studio, send my reel-to-reel of something I did to a local advertiser. And in Seattle, a few years later, Jimmy Bredo, at an audio studio, sent one of my tapes to a producer at McCann Erickson. The only difference is that I'm committed, and I should be committed for doing so, to living in L.A. This works everywhere in every market. And I'm not the only one who does this. Imagine my delight when I checked my email on my birthday last year and heard this message from my pal, voiceover talent and teacher, Bob Bergen.
Happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday, dearie. Belated Patrick. Happy belated birthday to you. And many more.
Porky the Pig wishing me birthday. How good is that? A favorite of many is a brief audio piece I did based on Frank Sinatra's last days recording music and how he was doing duets with everyone under the sun. I came with this. It's Frank Sinatra with Veal.
And more, much more than this, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself.
Also, for years, I called kids on Christmas Eve and did Santa. My Santa always sounded a little like Nixon, but it delighted children. And after most all sessions at Disney, I'd take requests for nieces and nephew calls, and requests from students and producers to send a child a message from Buzz. Here's an example.
Hello, Benjamin. Come in. I'm in my spaceship, and I wanted to communicate with you. I'm very pleased to make the coordinates to talk to you. I understand that you're excellent in school. Very good. You know who told me that was your sister, Sarah. She said, I don't know what language she uses, but apparently she's very young.
Another ancillary benefit for doing things like this is that when my agent's not calling and I'm sitting around, it's something I can do. And I get such a joy out of plying my wares and doing something fun for somebody else. This whole endeavor reminds me of a slogan that my friend and voiceover talent Pamela Chalet says, never chase the money. Well, I've embellished that. Never chase the money, chase excellence, and make the money chase you. Finally, just know that some things just need to be free, like this lesson. And with your unique skills at doing voices, consider who might be amused and encouraged by your efforts. Sure, the genre I've chosen is mainly comedy and character voices, but do a fake narration, or trailer, or commercial, and consider doing it for someone specifically rather than a generic one. Post it on YouTube or Facebook. You may be delightfully surprised at the outcome when you embrace your amateur standing at voiceover. Thanks for listening.